Hey, this is Pastor Aram, and I want to thank you for joining me today for the Activation Church podcast. We are here so that people can activate their life in Christ, and I believe this message is going to help you go further than ever before. Check it out.
If you have a Bible, go ahead and turn it to 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. And as you're turning there, I just want to kind of give you a quick story. Has nothing to do with the sermon today, but it'll give you an opportunity to flip through your Bible, because some of you haven't been doing your reading plan, I can tell. Last Sunday, I had the opportunity to preach at a church in Marietta, Georgia, and the night before, I didn't sleep well because there was a tremendous storm. The house was being shaken. I had a little bit of a head congestion, so I wasn't breathing well. So the next morning, I got up very early like I normally do on Sunday mornings to get ready for the day. And I decided I better take some DayQuil to try to open me up before I preach, which I don't like doing because DayQuil dries you out. It's not a great idea if you're going to preach. One time I did it, and at the end of service, I had white lips because I was so dry. But I got up, got ready. I had three cups of coffee, and I hit the road. And then as I was driving, my mind just wasn't really clicking. I was like, oh, I didn't eat anything, and I didn't take my vitamins. So I stopped at a Kroger on the way to that church, and I ran in. I grabbed some turkey. And then I grabbed some vitamins, and as I was looking at the vitamins, I saw these matcha mind gummies on the, and I was like, it's supposed to help your focus. I was like, I need that today. And so I took these matcha mind gummies, and if you know anything about matcha, apparently it has a lot of caffeine in it. And so I took my vitamins, I had three cups of coffee, took these matcha mind gummies, and I was like, I need to drink something with my turkey, and I normally drink water, but Celsius just seemed like a good idea. So I get to the church, I'm on the front row during worship, and I feel like my heart is about to leave my chest. I look at my watch, and my heart rate is at 140 beats per minute. While I'm preaching, my heart rate got up to 155 beats per minute. So it's a miracle that your boy's here, but I'm thankful that I am here to share the word of God with you. Are you at 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter? Let's look at what the Word of God says here. And this message is going to be a very important message to help set up this year. Some of the things that are said, you may have heard before, but how many of you know sometimes we need to be reminded? And I'm hoping that this reminder will fuel you to step into what God has for you. So in 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, verse 24, the Bible says, do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Turn to the person next to you and say, run to win. Listen, if you're going to run, don't waste your time. Run to win. He goes on to say, every athlete exercises self-control in all things. Why do they do that? They do it to receive a perishable wreath. They do it in order to receive a prize. He says the difference between us and them is we're not running for something that's going to fade away. We're running for something that's going to last. Verse 26 is so important. He says, so I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air. My youngest daughter, Isla, has gotten to the phase of her life where she likes to sing all the time. Anybody have kids that they just love to sing? It's so cute because she'll make up her own songs. And I love listening to them because they're so creative and there's a lot of great melody to them. And I'll ask her about them. And she started writing worship songs. And they're really good, but the theology's terrible. Like, she wrote a song the other day talking about how she has Shadrach deep down in her heart. And I was like, he's a Bible character, but I don't think he needs room in your heart. And sometimes she'll sing songs that she's heard on the radio or seen in a movie. And so anytime she sings a song, I'll ask her, where'd you hear that from? Because I want to know, is this something that you created? Well, the other day she was singing a song in the back of the truck. And I asked her, I said, what's that song from? Where'd you hear that? And she said, Dad, that song was from Mufasa. And I said, well, I don't remember that song being in the movie. And my middle daughter, Lily, called me out. She says, that's because you were sleeping, Dad. I said, I was not sleeping. She said, yes, you were. Don't you remember? You turned to me and said, was I snoring? Here's the thing about me that you need to know. If I go to the movies, doesn't matter how exciting the movie is, the chances are I'm going to fall asleep. Here's the problem with that. The movie company never hits the pause button. And so what that means is I miss a lot of the story because I was sleeping. Did you know that life doesn't have a pause button? Life never stops to give you a moment to catch up. If you sleep on an opportunity, opportunities will pass you by. A lot of us have goals and dreams and desires and things that we want to see accomplished in this new year. And what I want you to understand is it will not happen unless you live intentionally, unless you make the most of the moment and seize every opportunity. The Apostle Paul, in that passage, he's saying, when I box, I don't box as someone who's just beating the air. What he's trying to say is, I'm not living life aimlessly. I'm living it intentionally. I know where I want to go, and I'm making the decisions I need to make and doing the things I need to do to get there. What I want you to do is right now, look at me standing on this side of the stage, and I want you to picture me as future Aram. Hello from the future. I've seen it. It's great. But so I'm future Aram, okay? That's me right here. Now imagine that I'm able to stay here, and I'm going to the other side of the stage, and right here I'm going to be current Aram. This is where I currently am. Now, there is a gap in between where I am now, who I am now, and who I am becoming. The only way to close that gap is by making the decisions to start moving in the right direction. I've got to start moving. I've got to start activating some things to walk into the direction I want to go. This morning, I want to talk to you about maximizing your moment to create your future. If you're taking notes, the title of this sermon is Don't Sleep on Your Opportunities. Would you turn to the person next to you and say, don't sleep on your opportunities? It's very important because your opportunities and your moments are taking you somewhere, and there is no pause. It's not going to stop. It's not going to wait. And so when the moment comes, you've got to be able to step into it. I want to take you to a place in 1 Kings, the 19th chapter. And these few verses will be the verses that we will look at every week during this series. We're calling this series Butterfly Effect because I want to really emphasize the fact that small things now create big changes. The small things we do today have the potential to set us up for our future. It's very important for us to understand because if not, we'll let the moment of today pass us by and miss the opportunity to see what God wants to accomplish. Can I let you know something? Right now, you're in an opportunity. You're in a moment. And if you'll seize this moment and this opportunity, God will take you somewhere. So in 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, we're going to meet two characters. One man is named Elijah, and he was a powerful man of God, did some incredible things. But he's coming to the end of his journey, and he's going to pass the baton on to another man who is called by God, whose name is Elisha. And so in 1 Kings 19, we're going to see a moment where they encounter one another and they meet each other for the very first time. And we're going to see what we can get from this. It says here in 1 Kings 19, starting in verse 19, so Elijah departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with the 12 yoke of oxen in front of him. And he was with the 12. Elijah passed by him and cast his cloak upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you. And he said to him, go back again, for what have I done to you? And he returned from following him and took the yoke of oxen and sacrificed them and boiled their flesh with the yolks of the oxen and gave it to the people and they ate. Then he arose and went after Elijah and assisted him. This is a moment in time that changes Elisha's life forever. Last year, I went on a field trip with my daughter to the Tennessee Aquarium. How many of you have ever been to the Tennessee Aquarium before? I love that place. And we went into the butterfly exhibit, which was amazing because you see all of these beautiful butterflies fluttering around. They've got all different kinds of colors, all different kinds of patterns. And I know that you're not supposed to touch the butterfly, but there's just something about me that wants to do it. So I stand there and I'm putting my finger out, waiting for a butterfly to land. Maybe I could sneak it into my pocket, take it home. I don't know. You're not supposed to do it. But again, it seems like an enjoyable experience. But here's the thing about the butterfly. When it starts out, it doesn't start out flying. When it starts out, it doesn't start out beautiful. It starts out as an egg, which looks nothing like what it's destined to become. And then once the egg hatches, it still doesn't fly. It becomes a caterpillar. But the egg is the thing that was needed to become a caterpillar. The caterpillar is what's needed to move into the next step. That step is what is needed to finally step into the destiny that it was called for. The reason I mention that is because when we meet Elisha in this story, his current position looks nothing like his future destination. When we meet Elisha, he's a farmer, although he's destined to become a mighty man of God. And maybe you feel like your life doesn't quite look like you feel like it should look. But what I want you to understand is if you can be faithful in the current season that you are in and do something right now to move in that direction, then you can grow into who you want to become. Just like the egg becomes the caterpillar that eventually becomes the butterfly. In this story, Elisha is the farmer that becomes the servant that eventually becomes the mighty man of God. There's a process, but he had to be faithful in every season of his life in order to step into the moment that God has eventually called him to step into. You've got to understand how important every moment is, because the decisions that you make today are taking you into the future that you desire. When I was at the beginning of this past summer, the family and I went to Disney World, which I like to call hell on earth. I know that a lot of you think that the devil has a pitchfork and horns, but he actually looks a lot like a mouse. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding with you. I know a lot of you love Disney World, and hopefully you'll make it to heaven one day, because I'd love to be there with you. But when I was at Disney World, we went to get on this ride. And as I'm sitting there, they have this apparatus that they want to put on me to harness me in the ride. And as they push it down, we realize I'm a little too big for this contraption. But I'm not a quitter. And so the guy says, "Suck in." And as I suck in, he begins to push down. And we're still not making any headway, Tom. And so then this young kid decides he's going to put his knee on this device and start jamming it into my body. And it was extremely uncomfortable. And I thought in that moment, this will never happen to me again. I will be able to ride any ride I want to ride moving forward. And then I saw all of these people who weren't disabled riding around in motorized carts. And I thought, I don't ever want to become that person. Listen, I have no problem. If you need a motorized cart, that's great. I'm not coming against it. I was just thinking, like, I don't want to ride in a motorized cart because I'm too lazy to walk and I get too fatigued just from walking around a park. And I decided something has to change. And so in that moment, I started making decisions and coming up with a plan that was going to take me into the future I desired. My current position looked nothing like future Aram, but I knew that I could grow into it if I would be faithful. So I changed the way I ate. I changed my daily routine. I started going to the gym and working out. Even when I don't feel like it, I get up, I do it, I make things happen. Why? Because I understand the importance of what I do now. See, future me starts out with now decisions. Future me starts out with now actions. And if I can't be faithful right now, then I'll never step into the thing that I want. What is it that you are desiring for 2025? Better marriage? More financial security? What is it that you're looking for? What is it that you desire? Understand that starts right now in this moment. Don't delay it. Don't sleep on the opportunity. Don't put it off until tomorrow. I used to be that kind of person. Well, I'll start on Monday. No, I'll start now because I understand now is a moment, now is an opportunity that will take me somewhere that I need to be. And if I won't give up, I'll get there. See, sometimes we give up on things that we desire because it gets difficult. And can I just tell you, like, if you have made a decision that you're going to eat better this year, when you start eating better and cutting out sugars, you're not going to immediately feel better. You're probably going to feel terrible. But if you'll stay with it, you'll get the result. If you've never been to the gym or you haven't been in a long time, when you go to the gym, the next day you're not going to feel great. You're going to feel terrible. But if you'll stick with it, you'll get there. Sometimes we give up because we don't see the results we want immediately. You know, I'm trying to turn this relationship around and I started doing some different things, but nothing's changed, and so I give up. But see, here's the thing. Sometimes we walk away from the seed before it produces. I want to show this to you in Galatians, the 6th chapter, verse 9. The Bible says, "And let us not grow weary of doing good." Why is that an important reminder? Because sometimes doing good won't feel good. Sometimes being kind isn't going to feel good in the moment. But it's the necessary action that you've got to take to turn the relationship around. So it says, when you're doing good, don't get weary of doing good, for in due season. Somebody say in due season. For in due season, we will reap if you don't give up. See, it's a promise with a condition. If you will stick to the thing that you know to do and keep on doing it and not back off, you will eventually step into it, but you've got to be faithful with the opportunity you are in right now. You cannot sleep on the moment that you are in right now because you never know if that one moment and that one opportunity will lead you into the place that you want to go. I want to show you something. Alex, will you come up here and bring that jacket with you? Let's hear it for Alex this morning. Now just stand right here, Alex. So in the story we read, this is important. Elijah is moving towards Elisha. And the Bible says that as he comes up to Elisha, he takes his cloak, throws it on him, and keeps on moving. Why? Because opportunities don't pause. See, here's what we want. We want an opportunity to function this way. Hey, Elisha, my name's Elijah. I want you to know you're about to step into an amazing season of your life, but what you do right now really does matter. Because if you miss this moment, you're going to miss your destiny. You're going to be a powerful man of God. God's going to use you to do some incredible things, but it's not going to start right now. Like, you're going to have to come with me. You're going to serve me. You're probably going to do some things that you don't enjoy doing. You're going to run my errands. You're going to do my laundry. But if you'll be faithful with it and you'll stick with it, I promise you, you'll step into the future. Come on, let's go. That's not how it happened. It says that Elijah just simply walked through his cloak and passed him by. Do you see how important a moment in time can be? Thank you, Alex. Hear this. It was Elisha's faithfulness. in the season he was in that set him up for the future he grabbed hold of. Every day, you are faced with opportunities to step into who God's called you to be. Can we talk about money for a minute? We've been talking about it. This year, we want to do a financial peace seminar for anyone who's interested. And that financial peace seminar, they're going to give you strategies on how to save. They're going to talk about how to invest. But they're also going to talk about something very important that a lot of us overlook. They're going to talk about tithe and offering. And the reason they're going to talk about tithe and offering in the middle of saving and investing is because they understand that when you give, it is an opportunity to invite God to partner with you in your finances. Every time an offering is taken up, it's an opportunity for you to say, God, I'm inviting you into this financial situation to help me, and I trust that you will bless me because of this. But see, that's an opportunity that sometimes we sleep on because we don't understand the power of that moment. A few months ago, I was at a conference, and the minister got up and he started to take an offering. And there were some things that I had been praying about, things I was praying about for me personally, things I was praying about for this church. And as he started to receive the offering, I felt this nudge that I needed to give something. Now, understand, I'm a tither, I'm a giver. I've already done what I feel like I need to do, but in that moment, I felt I've got to do something here. And so what I did was I got out my card and I made that donation. And from that moment forward, God started working out the things that I've been praying about. See, that was an opportunity. But what if I would have let it pass me by? Did you know every day that you get up is an opportunity to pray and invite God to be a part of your life? But how many times do we sleep on the opportunity because we don't understand how powerful it really is? See, prayer is not a formality. Prayer is an opportunity. Prayer is coming to God saying, God, here's what I'm going through, and I believe that I really do need your help in this situation, and I believe that when I pray, I'm inviting you to step down into this moment and see me through. And you need to understand this, that sometimes you go through things in life that could have been avoided if you would have just simply prayed. Sometimes you will go through things in life that you could not avoid, but prayer gives you the ability to overcome. See, prayer has power. The Bible says that the prayer of a righteous man has power as it's working. What that means is when you release the prayer of faith, it goes into an unseen realm. You don't see it doing anything, but it is working on your behalf, going into places that you have not gone yet before. And God is making a way where there seems to be no way. But what happens if you sleep on that opportunity? The night before Jesus is arrested, he's with his disciples. And he's like, guys, I'm going to get alone and pray, because I'm about to go through something that's very difficult, and I need my Father to be with me. And he encourages the disciples to pray with him in this moment. So Jesus withdraws from the crowd. He goes, he prays. A little bit later, he comes back to find his disciples, and instead of praying, they're sleeping. And you know what he says? He says, you need to pray so that you don't enter into temptation. What's he trying to tell them? There's some things coming your way that you can't handle, and you don't need to sleep on the opportunity to pray your way through. Because if you try to handle it on your own, it's going to bring you down. Can I tell you, there are so many things in this life that we try to handle on our own that we don't have to handle on our own if we'll just simply take time to pray. What about moments and opportunities like this? Did you know that every time the Word of God is released, it is an opportunity that can change your life? Every time the Word of God is released, it's an opportunity for you to see breakthrough. Every time the Word of God is released, it's an opportunity for you to see a miracle. See, the Word of God is like a seed that has the power to produce a harvest. But that seed needs soil. That's where you come into place. But what happens if the soil isn't ready? What happens if there is no soil for the seed to find? Nothing will happen. That's exactly what Jesus is telling us in the parable of the sower and the seed. He's saying the word of God is a seed. It has the ability to produce something in your life, but it has to find good soil. See, this is an opportunity for seed to hit soil. Every Sunday is an opportunity for seed to hit soil. What I'm trying to get you to see is the importance of your faithfulness in moments like this to be in the house of God, because you never know when a word will be released that would change your life forever. And if you sleep on the opportunity, you could miss it as it passes you by. What if Elisha would have decided, today I'm not farming. Today I'm staying home. Think about that. He would have missed Elijah as he passed by. But his faithfulness positioned him to take hold of his future. You really need to grasp hold of this, because every Sunday is an opportunity. And this year, as you're trying to move forward and you've got dreams and desires, I want to encourage you to allow God to partner with you in that. But it's going to take some faithfulness on your part, determining, you know what, I'm going to be there. I'm going to show up. I'm going to participate. I'm going to pray. I'm going to get into the Word of God. I'm going to be good soil, because I never know when my moment is coming. There's a due season, and I don't know what that season is. But until it comes, I'll be faithful where I am and believe that God can turn it around. See, future destinations are created by current decisions, followed by intentional action. We have to understand the power of a moment. And the problem is sometimes we get so busy that we miss the most powerful moments of our life. I remember back in 2001, someone came to my father's church and he released a sermon, one sermon, that changed my life forever. What would have happened if I wouldn't have been in position to receive that day? Why? Because your moments matter. I told my girls the other day, we were swimming. I said, girls, you need to enjoy this moment, because this moment won't last forever. My dad told me the same thing 20 plus years ago when I was in a pool with him. Son, you need to enjoy this moment, because this moment won't last forever. And I didn't hear what he was saying. And now I realize that season is gone. And whatever could have come from it has come from it. So I'm trying to get my girls to understand, like, when we're together as a family, we need to enjoy these moments together, because they're setting us up for a future that we will inhabit. You want to see your relationships and marriages start turning around, or you want to see them get better? Understand the power of a moment. Every day is an opportunity to say the right thing, to do the right thing, to get the right seed into the ground to produce the harvest. But you cannot cry over a harvest that you do not get if you don't put the seed in the ground. What's the seed? The words, your actions, your thoughts, your intentions. See, I've got to know what I want, and I've got to plant the seed to get there. I don't box as someone who's just swinging my fist aimlessly, expending a lot of energy. No, I've got a target in mind. And so when I swing to make maximum impact, because I know where I'm going. Every decision I make is taking me where I want to go. Everything I say is taking me where I want to go. Everything I do is taking me where I want to go. Everything I invest my time and finances into is taking me into the place I want to go. What I do now sets me up for what I'll take hold of in the future. There's 52 Sundays in a year. What does that mean? That's 52 opportunities to see God do something incredible in your life. Will you make the most of it? Will you sleep on the opportunity and allow it to pass you by? See, I believe that this can be the greatest year of your life. Does that mean there won't be challenges? No, there's going to be challenges. We don't know what lies ahead, but I can step into it with confidence, knowing that God's with me and that he's going to see me through, because I'm partnering with him this year. I'm believing for something great this year. And that's my desire for you. I want to see this year become your greatest year. For some of you, 2024 was a phenomenal year because you took hold of something at the beginning of the year that you said, you know what? I'm doing something different. I was talking to Mr. Marks this morning. He told me he was 83 years old. And he said, I feel so great. He said, but I start my morning every day in the scripture and in prayer. I feel great. See, he caught a hold of something that changed his life forever. You have the same opportunity, but the decision is up to you. Well, thank you so much for joining us again today for our Activation Church podcast. I hope this message has been an inspiration to you. Listen, take time to rate our podcast. It helps us get the message out. Also, I don't know if you know this, but we've got a great YouTube channel with amazing resources. It's Activation Church. So go there, subscribe, and watch our content. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.